Continuing our discussions of Birchot HaTorah, the topic that I want to discuss today is a question that comes up. What's the din if you have a shluf in the middle of the day? Is that regarded as a hefsek or hesek hadat, which would mean that you need to say Birchot HaTorah again before learning? Or are they brachot, which are recited only once a day, regardless of what happens during the course of that day? The Shulchan Aruch in Simon Mem Zayin Se'if Yud Aleph is a bit ambiguous on the matter and writes that Sheinat Keva, which means a proper shluf, not just 40 winks in a chair, is considered a hefsek. But Yesh Omrim, they're those who say that it's not a hefsek and that the minhag is like the second opinion, so you don't make a bracha again. So presumably the best thing to do, obviously, is to be frum on the matter, and you should never have a siesta during the day. But not everybody's like that. Some people do need a shluf. So what should we do about it? So the Mishnah Berurah seems to pass in like a list of achronim that he quotes, including the Gra and the Chai Adam, that actually the halacha is like the first opinion, and that if you have a proper shluf during the day, then you should say Birchot HaTorah again. And the opposite scenario is also a shaila, the question that comes up every year on Shavuot after the Tikkun Leil. What if a person didn't sleep at night? Do they still need to say Birchot HaTorah the next morning? Again, the chakira is the same. Are these brachot that are to be said once a day, like tefillah, in which case they need to be said even if a person hasn't slept during the night? Or are they brachot on doing a mitzvah, which would remain valid until there's a significant hefsek or hesek hadat, in which case they wouldn't need to be recited? The Shulchan Aruch in Se'if Yud Bet writes that if you learn at night, you're still covered by the Birchot HaTorah that you said in the morning until you go to sleep. The Magen Avraham points out that this is at odds with the minhag that the Shulchan Aruch recorded with regard to somebody who sleeps during the day, where he said that the minhag is not to say a bracha because the bracha is for each day. So if the bracha is for each day, then why not say a bracha in the morning even if you didn't sleep during the night? And therefore the Magen Avraham is of the opinion that on Shavuot morning and the like, you should say Birchot HaTorah even though you were up throughout the night. However, the Mishnah Berurah is of the opinion that safek brachot lahakel, that we're lenient where there's a doubt whether or not you need to say a bracha, and you shouldn't say the brachot again in the morning. But he adds that if you slept during the previous day, then even though it's not considered a hefsek for that day, at least according to the Mechaber, it is considered a hefsek for the next day, and you should say Birchot HaTorah before Shachrit, presuming, of course, that you didn't follow the Gra, who holds that you should have said them directly after the shluf. So obviously the best thing to try and do in this situation is to be yotzei by listening to somebody who's definitely chayav to say them. And that's what we generally try and do in shul after the Tikkun Leil. We find somebody who's come back to shul for early shachrit, having slept a couple of hours during the night. And they say the brachot out loud for everybody to say amen to. And then we all say the psukim and the mishnah afterwards. Ad kan.